Prologue. Grand Saint Bernard Pass, Pennine Alps, May 1800. A gust of wind whipped snow around the legs of the horse known as Steery, and he snorted nervously, sidestepping on the trail before the rider clicked his tongue a few times, calming him. Napoleon Bonaparte, Emperor of the French, pulled up the collar of his greatcoat and squinted his eyes against the sleet. To the east, he could just make out the jagged 16,000-foot outline of Mont Blanc. He leaned forward in his saddle and stroked Steery's neck. "You've seen worse, old friend." An Arabian Napoleon had captured during his Egyptian campaign 2 years earlier, Steery was a superb warhorse, but the cold and snow disagreed with his disposition. Born and bred in the desert, Steery was accustomed to being peppered by sand, not ice. Napoleon turned and signaled to his valet, Constant, who stood 10 feet behind, holding a string of mules, and behind him, trailing for miles down the winding trail, were the 40,000 soldiers of Napoleon's reserve army, along with their horses, mules, and caissons. Constant untied the lead mule and hurried forward. Napoleon handed over Steery's reins, then dismounted and stretched his legs in the knee-deep snow. "Let's give him a rest," Napoleon said. "I think that shoe is bothering him again." "I'll see to it, General." At home, Napoleon preferred the title of First Consul, while on campaign, General. He took in a lungful of air, settled his blue bicorne more firmly on his head, and gazed up the granite spires towering above them. "Lovely day, isn't it, Constant?" "If you say so, General," the valet grumbled. Napoleon smiled to himself. Constant, who'd been with him for many years, was one of the few underlings he allowed a small measure of sarcasm. After all, he thought, Constant was an old man. The cold went right through his bones. Napoleon Bonaparte was of medium height with a strong neck and broad shoulders. His aquiline nose sat above a firm mouth and a square chin, and his eyes were a piercing gray that seemed to dissect everything around him, human and otherwise. "Any word from Laurent?" he asked Constant.
"No, General."
General du Division, or Major General Arnaud Laurent, one of Napoleon's most trusted commanders and closest friends, had the day before led a squad of soldiers deeper into the pass on a scouting mission. However unlikely they were to encounter an enemy here, Napoleon had long ago learned to prepare for the impossible. Too many great men had been toppled by the mere act of assumption. Here, though, their worst enemies were the weather and terrain. At 8,000 feet, the Grand Saint Bernard Pass had for centuries been a crossroads for travelers. Straddling the borders of Switzerland, Italy, and France, the pass's home, the Pennine Alps, had seen its share of armies. The Gauls in 390 BC on their way to trample Rome, Hannibal's famous elephant crossing in 217 BC, Charlemagne in AD 800, returning from his coronation in Rome as the first Holy Roman Emperor. Laudable company, Napoleon thought to himself. Even one of his predecessors, Pepin the Short, King of France, had in 753 crossed the Pennines on his way to meet Pope Stephen II. But where other kings have failed in greatness, I will not, Napoleon reminded himself. His empire would grow beyond the wildest dreams of those who'd come before him. Nothing would stand in his way. Not armies, not weather, not mountains. And certainly not some upstart Austrians. A year earlier, while he and his army were conquering Egypt, the Austrians had brashly retaken the Italian territory annexed to France in the Campo Formio Treaty. Their victory would be short-lived. They would neither expect an attack this early in the year, nor would they imagine any army attempting to cross the Pennines in winter. With good reason. With its towering walls of rock and snaking gorges, the Pennines were a geographic nightmare for solitary travelers, let alone an army of 40,000. Since September, the pass had seen 30 feet of snow and temperatures that routinely dipped below zero. Drifts, standing as tall as 10 men, loomed.